Are you dead?
I'm Paul. You fix the rest of the movie.
You did a good job, Ron. Who are you playing, Mark? You got the greens all done. Did you get the greens? Mark is going to mess the greens up.
Told Ross those glasses really tip over easy. He said, yeah, I know that. I said, because they're plastic. I said, no, because they're heavy. They're not heavy. This was referring to plastic red-eye glasses. Marky brought down his two little tennis shoes with He-Man in one and He-Man and Teal in the other, and said, these cars can walk and fly, and they're stacked together. In other words, they're attached together. Yeah?
Teela, He-Man, Yoda.
Oh, Yoda is in there. He was so little I couldn't see him.
Yeah.
He's cute, though, isn't he? You know, we like little people in this family.
Yoda is coming to his house.
Mm-hmm.
But he has to because but he will relive to the house.
Yeah. Right.
Down. Jump. This is a thing that you jump onto, guys.
Okay.
And you kiss them.
That's working.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mark. Mark, you gave me a kiss of Yoda.
Oh, what's that?
That's where Daddy got cut.
Shawl?
I'll buy you a pair.
All they need when they fall, they need tied around this.
Mm-hmm. I told Ross, brush your teeth well so you don't have any cavities like you did last time. And he said, like they had to fill in me and Martin's tooth. And I said, your teeth, honey. Yeah, he said, yeah, teeth. This is talking about the dentist last time. Marky got the Bam Bam vitamin, and I said, he's real cute. Marky said, and Ross said, yeah, he's a baby, and he hits real strong. He can catch robbers. He's almost like a superhero, trying to persuade Mark to eat the Bam Bam vitamin. Do you think Marky should eat Bam Bam? Okay, everybody, get a little sweet roll. This is about the, July 28th, and this is about the first case of a past, what do you call this? Past perfect. A past with relevance, what do you call it? Relevance to the present. I have always thought that this is the neatest car. You know why? And I said, yeah, because it has a back, right? He said, yeah. Why is it the neatest one, Ross?
Because wherever you want to go, in or out, you can go that way.
Which way?
The back way.
Good. This is referring to the trunk lid of the Toyota station wagon. And so the construction is the have always thought. It's the first. I have thought. It's really new. I just almost never hear that form of the verb. It is possible he does say things like, I have eaten enough food, or something like that, but certainly none with always.
I'm going to leave you mommy.
I guess that's it, the combination of it.
I'm going to leave you mommy.
Right. the always or the durative with the...
Daddy might be mommy.
Present relevance.
I said to Ross, Mary Helen is coming over to visit, and Ross said, oh, I wish they weren't. And Mary said, why? And Ross said, well, I don't want to be blamed for the dumb things I'm doing again. And he should have said the dumb things that I do, because it's not a progressive tense. He did dumb things the first time they came, and he might do dumb things again. Is that right? Mm-hmm. So you don't want to be blamed for the dumb things that you might do. What is that thing on your lip?
Piece of this.
What is it supposed to represent?
I'm only making a hideout for our bike and scout.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a mustache.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said, how about the door to get in? He said, this is the door. He's cutting.
Yeah.
Ross and Mark are looking at my money on the table. And Ross, Marky said, I didn't see it. And Ross showed it to him, and he said, there, that proves that you saw it, because you saw the whole thing of it. And a little earlier, Marky said, don't do anything to me. And in other words, don't, who said, Ross said, about giving him a penny. And Marky said, don't do anything to me. Oh, sorry, Mama's going to give him a bath. And Marky said, don't do anything to me. And Ross said, don't give him any presents. I'm going to tell Grandma and Grandpa to not give him any presents. Because he said, don't do anything to me. And Marky said, I want presents. And then Ross went back and said, but you said, don't do anything to me. Marky said, I got a penny racer for you. First you put the penny in the penny thing, and then you do like this, and then you drive it backwards, but I don't want it back. You don't want it back, Mark?
I don't.
You don't want it even back? You don't want it back at all? It's overuse of even.
Yeah.
Notice the misuse of even. Even's being used for emphasis.
Actually, he's drinking some water with his peanut butter sandwich. And I told him, I'm going to have some milk with mine. He said, no, I won't have water with mine. Sorry about the TV. I'm having a peanut butter sandwich, he said.
Marky and I are playing toys up at the top of the stairs. We've got Klaatu and Skipper. And the Attack Track and some of the He-Man books and Biker Scout.
Yeah.
Okay, what we got here?
Now you're him, I'm him.
My Biker Scout?
Yeah, you're about to sell a knife to you, and you're trying to be a Zika.
Wait, you're going to kill me?
Yeah, and then you come back alive and try to be a good guy.
Okay, go ahead. I'm going to bump into a tree. I'm on my bike, okay?
Yeah.
That's me, my bike.
Yeah, you're on... No, that's your bike. That's your bike, and it has some real... But fly.
Crash. It blew up.
Let's come back together.
Okay.
Now he's a good guy.
Okay.
So he comes with him, and she comes with these guys.
Okay.
She goes, I'll show you where she goes.
She goes in that, huh?
Yeah, like all she has to do was that because it draws all by itself.
Okay.
And she goes like that. She can fit in there.
Right. Okay.
And you go in this. And I fit with the girl. I go with the girl.
I'm gonna turn on my machine, okay?
Yeah, you get this book out. Now you drive like...
Okay, ready? Let's go that way. Is it ready?
Yeah, it's ready. They go slow. They go slow so they won't bump into each other.
Okay, ready? Who's going first?
I'm going first. You're going second.
Uh-huh. Okay, go ahead.
I go fast and you go slow.
Okay, good. Here I come.
We're going in here.
Okay, here comes my guy. You ready? You ready?
Oh,
mommy's home. Mommy's home. Marky, mommy's home. Hi. Oh, your brother's home. Okay, we're playing card games. Ross and Mark and mommy are in bed. What is this, Ross?
Then he made another dog with legs and stuff and gave it to Angela and she took it and score it broke when she got when we were sleeping at last time.
What's this a story about?
The magic show that I went to.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where was the magic show?
Out in the dirt somewhere.
Near your school?
Not very near.
Van trip?
Yeah.
I see. Did Mark get to go?
No.
Mark went to Fred Clark, huh?
The 4-5s got to go with us.
I see. And what else did you do today?
You know what?
Yeah.
After all that laughing, my stomach hurted, and I thought, and I said, next time I go to that magic show, I'm going to say to that magician, last time you made me laugh, my stomach hurting. I asked Sandy if maybe, that was part of the magic trick, making your stomach hurt.
Do you think it is?
No.
What do you think the magic trick was?
Okay.
What kinds of things did he do?
The magic trick was kissing. No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Hey, I got an idea, Mark. How'd you like to sleep with Daddy?
Yeah, I want to sleep with you.
No, me.
I'm going to take Marky, Ross. Ross, you always...
You always get to.
Oops, Mark. Mark's gonna come.
Never.
Mark's gonna come in the other bed and sleep with Daddy. Okay, Mom.
Okay. I never get to sleep with you.
Oh.
I was telling Marky about a story about my son Mark Gunnings, and they went to bed, and then they came home, and then they got some food, and they went to the Chinese Palace, and then they were happy ever after.
Yeah, they got some more food. A lot of food.
Do you like food, Mark?
Yeah.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite food is water.
Water, okay. And what are you going to be when you grow up?
I'm going to be, a little Yoda.
A little Yoda, okay. And who's your best friend?
My best friend is Joey.
And where do you live?
Yeah, I live here.
What's the name of the street?
Lumber Drive.
Very good, Mark. Very good. And what's your name, little boy?
Mark Mac McQuinney.
Do you have a middle name?
Yeah.
What's your middle name?
Levi Cabaletta.
Uh-huh. And how old are you, little boy?
M-A-R-K.
How old are you?
M-A-R-K. I'm four.
Are you four?
Yeah.
No, not yet, but soon.
I am because M-A-R-K.
Oh, four letters. That's four letters. Good one.
M-A-R-K.
How many letters is that?
Four.
Four letters.
Yeah.
What is your favorite game? What game do you like to play? What game do you like to play, Ryan?
I like to play driving motor. I like to play driving cars.
You do?
Yeah.
And who's your favorite girlfriend?
Jeannie.
Okay. And do you know where are you going to go to school next year?
I'm going to go to...
Up the hill. You're going to go up the hill. Right near your house. You're going to go to preschool.
New preschool.
Right, right. And where are we going to go this month? Where are we going to go visit?
Charlie.
No? We're going to get in the airplane, and where are we going to go? Grandma and Grandpa. You know where they live? California.
It has water.
Yeah, it has water. You have plenty of water to drink. Okay, good night, Mark.
No.
Mark, you said pretend they bide everything they want, and they bide some food and something and every type of gum. It's pretending that Yoda's going shopping in a boat or something. In the middle of this, I said, bought, Mark. And he said, pretend they bought. No, he said, pretend they buy, they bought, they buyed everything they wanted. So he sort of fluctuated between the two. Mark, he brought me up a bottle of water and said, this is for you to drink if you want some. Mary wanted me to point out that Ross is using a lot more ain'ts, and I ain't got no's, and it's got's, and stuff like that that he's been learning from preschool. But he's always, the kids in preschool, he thinks, or Mary thinks, has been saying it for quite a while, and she thinks it's interesting that Ross has just started to say it now. He's sort of, I guess, sort of a stylistic variant.
Joey says it,
and why else do you say it now?
I like to be like him.
And like the other boys at school, right?
Oh, yeah. Ouch.
Are there any other boys that do it?
Only Joey.
Only Joey. It's just like Joey. I guess it's pure group identification.
Go around, Dad.
There must be other kids that say it too, Ross. Right? There must be some other kids there, too.
Well, I don't know their name, and I don't know them.
You don't know their names. If there are other kids, then you might know their names.
No way.
Okay, that's enough there. I'm gonna make noise.
You go pee, Mark. Here, I'll take you. I was taking Mark. I asked Mark, he wanted a drum with a hole in it. He wanted me to bring back. I said, why, Mark? Did you want to play with it? And he said, yeah, because it's a Sarlacc. And Brian said the interesting thing about that is that it gives me a motivation, explains his motivation for wanting the toy. Because it's part of his game, he has the skiff and the sarlacc. Heard Ross say to Mark, Marky, I saw some stuff upstairs that he might have used. He was starting to say used. He changed his mind and made it yo's. And he said it very lightly so that if he was wrong, it wouldn't come over too strongly. Today is Monday, July 25th. No, by gosh. It's August the 1st.
We came home today, August 2nd, eating dinner. Marky was sitting at the dinner table, eating very politely with us. He said, I'm eating with you guys. And I said, yeah, you sure are. We were commenting, and he said, Marky sure likes to, it's important for Mark to eat with us. And we said, and then Marky said, I hope you didn't get bammed by the thunder. Right, Mark? Did you get bammed by the thunder?
No.
No?
Because I didn't go outside.
Good. Was it scary?
Yeah, because it would knock me out and I would die.
Were you frightened?
Yeah.
What about your daddy? Were you worried about your daddy?
Yeah.
I was worried about you too. Really? I was going to call you up and tell you that the thunder's coming. Mary bawled out Ross for, actually she gave him a spanking, one hit on his bottom for standing in front of her when she was watching TV and stepping on her toe. And then I went up after she had yelled at him and said, did you understand what Mother said? And he said, no, I didn't understand. I mean, I said, did Mother tell you what you had done wrong? And he said, no, I didn't understand it. She talked so fast, I didn't understand it, which is not true. He must have understood it. She was very clear about it. He was just saying that to pretend like him, so he didn't have to admit he had done anything bad. Ross came into the TV room and saw the program was on. He said, this is Tucker's Witch, which I like. Ross was going to volunteer to help Mary finish the apple turnover. He said, I'll have that half, Mom. I can eat it. At least I think so. Because he had one on his own plate he had to finish first.
I'm about mine.
You have one.
Instead. About my birthday.
Sure, well, you get your birthday then, right?
Mm-hmm. What about
Mark? What about
Mark? I'll have a birthday and one.
Now wait, Mark, that's a non sequitur.
What?
We mean a birthday and a glass of water. It's like saying, I'll have a popsicle and a trip to Geneva. Ross, you could swallow that.
Sorry.
Don't say sorry.
Yeah.
I was just warning you. I was worried.
Yeah, don't be
so worried.
You could swallow it.
I can't swallow it, you see?
It's Marky.
That was an accident.
Yeah, but accidents will happen when you do silly things.
Please take that out of your mouth. It's dirty. It's sharp. It could choke you if you swallowed it.
I'm not even opening my mouth when I put it next to my mouth.
See if you can not drop it this time.
I'm not going to. I ate it. I didn't really eat it.
I didn't really eat it. Mark. Not, I didn't really hate it.
Look, I didn't really eat it.
Good. Did you say it right that time?
He said, ate it.
What did he say?
Ate it.
No, he said, I didn't. Did he say it wrong again?
Yeah. No, he said wrong.
I'm showing Daddy how many things, how much this can do.
What?
How many employees in one is it?
Contents. 1 point dread. Mm-hmm. Frontier outpost and flying talon finder.